Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here's Giannis open three. You got to be kidding me. He is doing it all. And Billy Donovan calls the timeout.
We've heard that a few times, that whole sequence. That's Chuck Swirsky, of course. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. And we had to, I'm going to admit this. I had to rewind this several times because I was like, wait a second, Mullionhaw, this is an excerpt from Lou Kanellis on Fox 32 last night, and Mullionhaw brought it up this morning. That's where I heard it. Lou, of course, a good friend of the show. We go on Lou's show on Fox with him, Tina Nguyen, and Cassie Carlson. And I still can't wrap my head around this. Oh, by the way, the Bulls lost last night to the Nets. The Nets, who were 4-16, that was 113-103 at the United Center. Yada yada yada. Frustrating. They're now 9-12. So, that said, last night, Fox, Mullionhaw brought it up this morning on their show. Lou Kanellis shared a report about Giannis Antetokounmpo. If you remember, yesterday, Shams Charania, about the time we got off our show at 2:15 or so to make way for Spiegel and Holmes, said that Giannis was having talks about his future. This has been percolating now for over a year. The idea of Giannis going somewhere else in the NBA, it's just a matter of how and, my goodness, what trade would have to happen. And we joked about it being the Bulls because Giannis loves Av Lee. He goes to Lou's restaurant there in Milwaukee. He is Greek, so is Lou. Could there possibly be a connection? Because there is a connection between Giannis and Lou to an extent, which is why this is wild.
I can tell you that Giannis and his representatives reached out to the Bulls about a potential deal, and the Bulls said they weren't interested. They were not interested in breaking up their young core or changing their course of direction that they have laid out with AK and Mark Eversley right now. Maybe things have changed.
I'm going to need a minute to process that.
Oh, no!
David Haw is all of us. I need you to play it again. I need you to hear what I heard again. And I know that's going to take some time because our system doesn't do that easily for some reason, and that stinks. But yes, it is correct. Okay, let's do this again because I am as shocked as anybody to hear this.
I can tell you that Giannis and his representatives reached out to the Bulls about a potential deal, and the Bulls said they weren't interested. They were not interested in breaking up their young core or changing their course of direction that they have laid out with AK and Mark Eversley right now. Maybe things have changed.
I'm going to need a minute to process that.
What? How many minutes do you need, David? I'm going to need minutes for the rest of my life.
I almost had a heart attack.
Here's the thing.
How do you have that, Tyler? Here's why is that? Why is that on the ready?
Here's the thing.
I have too many Chuck drops.
So good.
And Chuck is all of us also. Because Chuck had to call that game last night in which the team that scores the fewest points per game outscored the Chicago Bulls, the latest indictment of a team that's suffering right now because the majority of their good players are unhealthy.
I told you about the game.
And
I mentioned the lobster bisque.
And so I listened to this, and I am somewhat unsurprised by this revelation. And I don't know if this says more about the Bulls or that says more about my expectations of the Bulls.
No, this says more about the Bulls.
Because, yeah, but they are who we thought they are. They fill up the building. People are happy to show up. They're in the range of we're going to be in the play-in. They're not going to be a lottery team. They're not going to hit the reset button.
Would Giannis not fill up the building?
Giannis would fill up the building, but at what cost, Layla? You are familiar now with both the first and second apron. Giannis is making $50+ million with an escalating salary each of the next 3, if not 4 years. I understand what you're saying. You got to pay people to get the best players. You should be in a position where when someone becomes available, you're right there in the hunt.
All right. It's here's the thing. Yes, it's $50 million. Yes, the Bulls know how to deal with a max contract. Dare I say they know how to deal with a supermax. I don't question their math skills on this. And the contracts that surround it would indicate that they could probably afford it. But here's the other piece of this. Okay, say it is Josh Giddey or Modest Bouzelis. That's who the young core is that I assume is being discussed in this.
Well, you kind of need more than one player because it's Modest, definitely. But you're trying to figure out, well, who else are they talking about?
It's such a big idea that it would change the entire concept around the team. It would change how the NBA looked at the Bulls if they did a deal like this. It would therefore alter free agency.
Yes.
It stinks that I can't talk about this with a plethora of draft picks. We're not talking about Sam Presti here right now.
Why can't you talk about it with a plethora of draft picks?
I guarantee you this. I think Sam Presti would find a way to do that deal, don't you?
No.
In Oklahoma City?
No. Sam Presti has a one-loss team, the best team, and the favorites to repeat as NBA champions. He has no use for Giannis.
I think any manager worth their salt would try to get the deal done.
I completely disagree. If you're in a small market such as Oklahoma City,
Giannis doesn't want to go to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, there's no need for them to get Giannis.
But if I have the assets to possibly do it, man.
Oh no! Yes, I think that's the key phrase. If I have the assets to possibly do it, which
the Oklahoma City Thunder did, for example, that's kind of why I brought them.
Well, but it would make no sense for Oklahoma City to go after Giannis. It makes no sense.
I'm just saying, from a
money standpoint, it makes no sense. The Bulls have made it a money standpoint thing by their refusal to be in a position to go after Giannis.
One of the best players in the NBA, of the top 10 players in the NBA,
yes,
who's dealt it to you his entire career, and frankly saw you in one of your only playoff appearances in the last however long, you know, in this modern era
decade
of this team. So that said, wants to come here.
Kicking the tires.
Wants to be here. Giannis wants to be here. We joked about it. We had fun with it. We're like, oh, Avli, whatever. Come on.
How
much draft capital do they have to work with? That's why I brought up Sam Presti. You know that. You know that deep down.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I know that because the Bulls had to make a trade last year just to get their own pick back in the 2025 draft. Who'd they take with that pick?
Noah Essanay.
And when's the next time you're going to see Noah Essanay?
He is reportedly out for the season after yesterday because he needs shoulder surgery.
That's what Billy Donovan told reporters. So your guy's out for the season. And a reminder, the Bulls could have had an unprotected pick from the Pelicans. And now you're like, oh, wait, what are you talking about? Well, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Joe Dumars, the president of basketball operations, was very clear into who he was making picks available for. Listen to this.
After we drafted seven, we started from nine and went all the way until we got a deal. And you don't pull the trigger on the asset next year until you get that deal. Otherwise, you keep it. But here's what I've said to the staff. When you identify a player that you think this can be one of the foundations here, you go and get him. And that's what we did. I mean, like, we targeted Queen. We thought he could be a heck of an addition here. And we were really aggressive about going and getting him in this draft.
So they went out.
and by the way, nice pickup by them while we're here.
They end up starting at nine, trying to trade up from their spot in the draft, the number 23 pick in the draft. They're like, we'll give you the number 23 pick and an unprotected first round pick in next year's draft, the 2026 draft. Did it happen at 10? No. Did it happen at 11? No. At 12, the Bulls got a phone call. They said no.
For Noah.
No for Noah.
Not Joakim.
No for Noah Essanay. They drafted him. The Pelicans then get the pick done with the very next pick, and they got Derek Queen, who I'm just going to go out on a limb and say is a better player than Noah Essanay now and will be in 4 or 5 years whenever both players are fully developed.
So while you sit there looking into the distance at the draft picks you don't have and think about the fact that Desmond Bane fetched four, while you think about that, also consider this. There are other teams involved in this conversation, according to Lou. And it is the teams you want to be mentioned alongside.
Maybe things have changed with the latest report from ESPN about the Bulls maybe kicking the tires on Anthony Davis. I can tell you this for a fact. A few months ago, Giannis wanted to be traded. His first choice, New York with the Knicks. Knicks wouldn't move off, would not offer more than just Karl Anthony Towns. And it just wasn't going to work with the Milwaukee Bucks if they were going to give up Giannis Antetokounmpo. I can tell you that the Lakers inquired and Luka Doncic himself inquired, trying to see if the Lakers could work out a deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. One of the other things, now remember, Giannis wants to leave because he wants to win. He's going to be 31 this month. He wants a chance at another championship. He does not want to go to a franchise that is going to gut themselves to get him and his contract. So he does not want to go somewhere where he's the only guy that can score and average double digits and carry another team. If that's the case, he may as well stay in Milwaukee. So he wants to go to a situation in which he can win. I think the Knicks are still a possibility. I wouldn't be surprised if the wheels came off at some point before the trade deadline, that New York got back into the trade mix. Don't count out Miami. He wants to go to a major market. And I will leave you with this. His wife and kids aren't in Milwaukee. They moved back to Greece. So he is by himself with his brothers in Milwaukee right now. So his allegiance to Milwaukee is no longer there. He wants to be in a situation where he can win. He wanted to come to Chicago. I'd love to see him in Chicago. You would love to see him in Chicago. But the Bulls would have to sit down and say, hey, listen, we're then prepared to break up our young core.
I am begging whoever it is that needs to listen. This would change the current trajectory of the Bulls franchise, expedite a timeline, still fill your building, and push this team, I think, ahead of the original schedule in a way that maybe you don't even understand because of what would happen in the ensuing offseason. Trade draft picks into 2050 for all I care. They haven't been afraid to trade first-rounders before like they did to get DeMar DeRozan and Nikola Vucevic. So do it again.
Do you think
He wants to win. Did you hear Lou Cannella say that?
But did you hear the part where Lou said he doesn't want to go to a team where if he goes there, he's the one having to do all the heavy lifting? Like, he's got to have help. And if they make the trade, who would they have to give up to get Giannis? In your mind, right now.
I mean, clearly the Bulls probably think they would have to give up either or, and if not both, you know, Giddy and Modest. You heard the Knicks say that Karl Anthony Towns was the price. If I'm the Knicks, I'm doing this deal immediately, by the way. I'm figuring it out.
I didn't understand that.
Well, I think it's because of the draft capital concern. Draft capital has become that precious.
Can you tell that to the people down at the United Center?
I don't know. I try to find a way to make this happen. And you're right. He can't be by himself. But as we've seen, even in recent years, like say with the Mavericks, with Luka and Kyrie, you can get it done with two stars and still have a functioning crew around him, including former Bulls center Daniel Gafford, to make it to the finals.
Is Josh Giddey enough of a star to go alongside Giannis? They both need the ball in their hands.
Dare to dream, Bulls. Maybe you should figure it out and see for yourselves. I know just the coach who could probably get it done. You have him.
I think the Bulls have a Cubs problem. The Cubs have a Bulls problem. They're not willing to do the stuff that's necessary to win it all.
If this isn't compelling enough, we need to examine the Sahadev Sharma report that came out about Dylan Cease. Because if this is true, it really makes me wonder what the Cubs' plans are for the future of their team. And frankly, it asks a lot of questions about who's doing what long term. I need you to look into the way future next when you hear the details about his story coming up. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
I got to tell you, I didn't have enough time to process the Lou Cannella's report that the Bulls were approached by Giannis Antetokounmpo's people and did not have an interest because they don't want to break up the young core. But now that I've had a little bit to think about it and we're talking about last night's Bulls, I got to ask, is that like the nethermost point of this entire exercise? Doesn't it feel at some point like something dramatic, both dramatic and drastic, has to happen? I cannot tell you how awful they were last night. And the idea that, David, you stayed and you saw Lachlan Ulbrich throwing up the old brick, that is difficult to stomach in and of itself. This is a really poorly constructed team.
It's a tough watch.
This is a team that played really well together when they had everybody going. But right now, they've got all these injuries. They're down seven guys. It is a hard thing to look at. And, you know, they are not in a position to turn down help from anyone, let alone like a real NBA superstar. It's just, if you don't feel a certain amount of sick to your stomach right now, then you're not following how bad this team is.
They've lost during this streak to a 2-win team, a 3-win team,
yes,
and a 4-win team,
yes,
twice.
They've lost to the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they did win 5 games in a row to create interest to open the season. But they've now had their second 5-game losing streak.
Honestly, that feels like preseason.
But
now,
it also feels the five-game
win streak to start the year.
They are still, what are they, 9-14 or something? They are still within one good run,
yeah,
of being in the mix again.
They're 9-12.
It is.
But the thing of it is not necessarily the math. It's the losses to the opponents are teams that you should beat to stack your win total.
It's sickening.
I don't see a 15-5 stretch in this team right now.
God awful. And I mean, it was like a feel good, and then you found out, oh no, they can't play deep. Oh,
well, yesterday too.
Everyone is more physical than they are.
The bad news was punctuated by the worst news about Noah Essanay being out for 6 or 7 months with shoulder surgery. The rookie, 12th pick overall, I believe, and he's somebody now who will not contribute. And you feel for the young man.
Yes,
he's 18 years old.
Very young.
Coming from.
But that was like an invented player, wasn't it? Like, I honestly thought when they got AK that he would have this among his abilities, he was the man that brought the Joker in, and he was going to know every foreign player, and there was going to be an influx of new talent, a lot of big guys coming into the NBA, and the Bulls would be in the forefront of that. I don't feel that way at all.
Well, if they were good and off to a positive start, the Essanay news would still be disappointing, but it would be different because it wouldn't feel like...
But they weren't counting on him this year.
They weren't counting on him at all. This will be a redshirt year.
Yes.
This will be the same type. From a basketball perspective, you aren't missing anything because he wasn't contributing. From a big picture, long-term perspective, you hope that he...
Can heal.
Can heal, and you hope that the lack of experience or losing that year of development won't harm him in the big picture, but he is so young, you just don't know. It felt like a project when they drafted him, and now it's even more tenuous just because of the health situation.
Is he part of the young core?
I believe he would be part of the young core, but he wouldn't be tradable, and he wouldn't be somebody that would protecting in any deal because I don't think that he would be part of any deal. And December 15th, we're still 11 days away from the day when NBA free agents, that's the deadline in the league when you start to see some deals because then free agents can be part of them. Yeah, it's a tough situation for the Bulls.
It's just depressing right now, and it's really difficult to even watch 10
minutes. Kevin Herter, though, missing him, we haven't mentioned him, but that's a big loss because he was a guy. Yes, Red Velvet, because of the way that he spaced the floor and played that style. And if you want to have a three-point shooting team, losing one of your better three-point shooters is going to hurt.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.